Welcome to the Entrepreneur Bite Show. This is your host, Sarah Peel. This is a show where we talk about all things related to entrepreneurship, running your business, and getting started, as well as giving inspiration and sharing my own journey on it. This is episode 21. First, a few things before we jump into this episode. I want to apologize for not having an episode last week. I was telling you guys that I was going to have one, and when I went in to upload it, apparently the file was missing. So I guess I didn't save it like I thought I did. So I apologize for that. I'll be doing better. And this also, if the audio on this sounds actually any different than usual, that's because I'm recording this a little bit differently. Normally, I record this on my laptop with a headset, but because I have a guest this show, not the show this week, actually, she couldn't record on my laptop with me due to limitations of the annoying machine. So I had to get a little crafty with how I was going to choose to record this. So I am recording this for the first time ever on my cell phone. So don't pay any mind or attention to the fact that the audio might sound different and the quality might not be up to par. I do humbly apologize for that. So as mentioned, I do have my very first guest on my show, which is actually my sister, Anna Peel. She is here to discuss about her own journey as being a freelance writer, as well as things along the lines, what she wished she knew when she got started, and general tips, and just her general story so far. So I'm going to go ahead and let her introduce herself.
Hi, my name is Anna Peel. I am a freelance writer. I have been freelance writing for nearly a decade. My journey actually, it starts about 10 years ago. I used to work in retail for a big retail company, and I was with them for almost a year. And I wasn't growing with the company, and I wasn't making that much money, and I was, in my mid-20s by that time, and I was ready for a change. So I got myself actually into blogging. I started my first fashion blog, which has been kind of off and on with it because of life and personal things. Shop and Chic is a fashion blog, and for a year I was pretty successful with it. I focused on fashion and beauty. I actually was at this time, this was before YouTube was a big thing. So beauty bloggers were the thing back in 2008. And I was able to get on with some programs and actually score some free makeup and was able to write about it. Sadly, with this journey, I didn't make much, if any, money. Although I did get some freebies, which was nice. But it wasn't, a whole lot. And then about a year later, we had some personal family issues that really kind of changed things. And, at the time, I really wasn't making any money. So I decided to dabble into freelancing. Growing up, I never thought I would be a freelance writer. I mean, I knew that they wrote and that they made money that way, but to be honest, I was young, I was inexperienced. All I did, and Sarah, she was actually already into this, which is why I actually started back in 2009. So that's why I started freelancing, because she was actually making some money, and I was like, well, it's either do this or go back into retail, and I'm just going to be honest, I didn't want to go back into retail, so I decided to try freelance writing. Like I said, at the time, I didn't really know what I was doing, but I would look on Craigslist every day, and I got a few, actually some good jobs, and one of my jobs actually was writing, but it wasn't, it was more than just writing. It was for a company that I don't know if they exist anymore. It's called Cheap Today, where they had daily deals, on the web. And our job was, editors. We would scoop the best deals, find out about them, write them up in, little blurbs, and post a link. And at the time, this was the first job I actually made the most money in my life. And it was really great, really exciting. I had the job for almost 2 years, and then I don't know what happened, but basically we all kind of went our separate ways. And again, I didn't have a whole lot of money except from Cheap Today, so I was thinking about going back to retail. I even took a few little side gigs like at McDonald's, but that was like my shortest job ever. I don't think I need to describe why. off and on, I've been freelancing, and I have written for lots of not. I mean, there. I think there, or some of them are more well known, like Value Walk. I've written for them, I think, 2 or 3 years, about 3 years, as a financial and technology news writer, and you know, things were good. And I, you know, my whole, like, I feel like my, a lot of times in my writing career, I struggled because I started and I didn't know what I was doing. And even though I definitely am going places and I'm definitely trying to get myself on the right foot nearly 10 years later, you know, it's changing and I'm still learning. And, you know, I guess I'm always going to feel like a beginner, which, you know, but I love to write, and I'm going to do better. And right now I'm trying to actually specialize in marketing for business-to-business companies. So I have a website, and I got a contact page. And if anyone's interested into discussing what I can do for you, that would be great. It's tangerineb2bmedia.com. And I would love to hear from you if you want to discuss current projects. I specialize in social media, marketing, blog posts, and I can talk about all kinds of different kinds of projects, and we can definitely see what we can do for you. Like I said, I specialize in writing for businesses that provide information for businesses, especially in the technology and financial sectors.
Great. So let's get a little bit back into the fact that you got started. What were some of the first steps that you did to really get started? And looking back, things that you wish you could tell yourself on how you got started, or, you know, tell yourself what you'd do differently. Like, if you had to go back and redo it, knowing what you know now, would you do anything different? And if so, how?
Well, I would learn. I would tell myself, you know, I understand that when you get started as a writer and you don't know what you're doing, you want to take any and every writing job you can to get experience. And, you know, when you're starting out, that's great. I mean, you know, maybe you'll discover a passion or something you're really good at. I'm not going to say, you know, don't dabble into anything and just be a general writer. But if you're serious and you want to start making more money, you are going to have to specialize. And most particularly, you're going to have to find a market that's going to pay well. Because, I mean, I love writing blog posts for lifestyle websites, and I'm hoping I'm going to be able to continue to do that. But in my experience, the most money is made working for companies that will provide business and financial services. That's where most of the profit comes from. And if you want to make a decent profit, a decent living as a freelance writer, you're going to have to specialize in something that is more, they're more willing to pay you a nice price for a nice life.
So you're saying basically they need to have a niche to...
A niche is where it's at, yes. And not just any niche, you know. Like, I love to write entertainment. I did some entertainment writing stints at one point. And, you know, not to say that I won't ever do that again, because I love writing gossip, entertainment. But a lot of times you're not going to make much money with that, because a lot of people, they'll get entertainment and they'll read about it for free. Why is someone going to pay you a lot of money to write entertainment when there's thousands of pages like that that could distribute this information for cheap or even free?
Very good point. And what tips would you give to someone who may be starting out and not sure how to kind of go about building a portfolio or even looking for work? Because, I mean, as we both know, as we both were freelance writers around the same time, that at the time, Craigslist was the place to look. I mean, at the time, Craigslist was basically free for people to post jobs, and not so much free anymore, unfortunately. So I think that's why we've seen a huge decrease in the amount of jobs posted on there. But in the past, you know, it was like, what advice would you give to someone who's starting out, you know, seeing how the market has changed and the industry has changed and how technology is changing along with it, impacting it, and maybe even increasing or decreasing certain elements of it?
Well, two things I think you're really gonna have to start thinking about is, when you start out, you're probably gonna have to work for either free or cheap. But try to find a niche, sorry, that
There's
you
no T in it.
niche.
No T in it. Niche, not
Niche.
niche.
Okay, niche. yeah. Like I said, try to think of what, you like and start out writing for that. Just get your feet wet. I mean, to be honest, I started my real writing journey actually started with my blog. It was my blog that was my portfolio. If you can get write for different websites for free or even for a little bit of money, that's great. You can build up your portfolio. I would highly advise avoiding content mills. I don't even know if they're still a thing, really, which doesn't really matter because you never made much money with it anyway. You can start with a content mill. That is a legit way. But the thing is you need to get your name out there. You're gonna need to write. Like I said, start a blog. Start writing. Do some guest posts on some maybe some well-known blogs. Get your name out there, create a resume, network with people, talk to people let them know, hey, you know what? I'm a writer and I'm looking for work. Could you help me out? Do you know? Because that's where a lot of stuff comes from. It's word of mouth. You're just gonna have to get out there. And trust me, it's not easy for me. I'm not really good at networking. I try, and it's helped a little bit with what I have done. And if you know something, if you know what you're really good at, something you can be very passionate about, speak up. Boost your confidence. Let them know, hey, you know what? I'm passionate about this. I love this. I can help you. And don't just say I can help you. Show them how you can help. I mean, if you got experience, that's great. And that's the thing. You're gonna have to start somewhere. And a blog is a great way to do it. Writing for other websites or other, as long as you just get some samples out there. It doesn't matter how, I guess, you get the samples, but you gotta get samples and you gotta kind of start building, padding that resume.
Very solid advice. Now, talking about content mills a little bit, which obviously they were probably a thing of the past. I think there's a few out there still floating around. Explain how content mills hurt the industry of freelance writing.
Well, content mills, I'm sure there are some that, like I said, they still exist, but when they existed, it was basically like you can write anything, anyone can write. They were basically cheapening it. And not just that, they'd hire anyone, whether you had the skills or the passion for it, it didn't matter. And you'd get paid like low prices. So if you wanted to make even a fairly decent amount of money, and that was next to impossible, you would have to write a lot. And not just that, a lot of times your work would get rejected. You'd have to do a bunch of edits. But freelancing, that happens anyway. So I mean that's not it. But the bottom line is it cheapened the work. It made freelancing look like a joke and you didn't get paid much money. Basically, you're working for nothing and then you don't get, I mean, you can put that on your portfolio or your resume, but you're not going to get a lot of respect for it because people will know that's a content mill. They'll be like, okay, they wrote for a content mill. I'm not that impressed.
And explain a little bit about, I guess, to the average listener, on the fact of writing being cheapened by it. It can't do, in your opinion, your professional opinion from your years of experience, almost 10 years, do you think that technically anybody could be a freelance writer? Is this something you would advise?
If I'm gonna be honest, no, it's definitely not for everybody. Freelance writing, you gotta love it and you gotta work at it. Like I said, that was a problem with content mills because they would basically tell anyone, you can make money from your living room just writing whatever you want. And the freelance writing industry is not like that. You're not going to get paid to write just anything because where the money's at is like the billion-dollar industries. And writing, as much as I love to write about entertainment, pet products, even well, travel, I mean, it depends on what who you write for. But I mean, you just write for like a general content mill about travel, no one's going to care about that. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about editors, since you mentioned that in the industry a lot in general, as we both have known and seen, that they can be super nitpicky. And, you know, depending on who the editor is, because I would say it depends a lot on who you're working for and who they are. What would you tell someone who's maybe listening to this in the middle and they are having to do like a rewrite, maybe even a third or fourth rewrite for an article because an editor is just being really rude and nitpicking? What would you tell that person? And would you tell them that just because an editor seems to be picking on your writing, does that make you a bad writer? Or what advice would you pass on to those people?
No, it doesn't make you a bad writer. You know, like I said, editing is subjective. You know, it's going to depend on the publication, what they want, what the editor wants, their own eye. You know, in the editing I've done in the past, you know, I kind of see stuff that may not necessarily be a mistake, but stylistically to me, it doesn't look good. You know, I try to be nice about it though. there are going to be some bad editors, you know, you're going to have to sometimes deal with them. And if it gets too bad, you know, don't be afraid to walk away, but you do want to make sure that you have some other stuff lined up. If we can talk about this later, I definitely want to talk more and suggest about having multiple writing gigs and how you should continue to look. And I'll describe that a bit later. But you know, editing, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. Editors, you know, and even not just editors, like when you look for writing jobs or writing opportunities, you're going to get rejected. You're going to get rejected a lot. And that's the nature of the beast. And it's just something you're just going to have to brush off your shoulder and just, you know. I mean, if you can talk to them or talk to some other editors and get some sound advice, they can offer some true value. But, you know, you're just going to have to, you know, keep a good head on your shoulder and don't give up. Because if you love writing and if you're passionate about it and you can find some success with it, that's great. Like I said, not everyone is cut out to be a writer, but you know, even the best writers will get rejected. Look at, she did the Harry Potter books.
J.K. Rowling.
I think it was 10 years before she got published. If she gave up, we wouldn't have Harry Potter. So don't give up.
Very good advice. Yeah. And also on that line, you know, what about I think a lot of people have misconceptions, especially when blogging first came out, and I see, and this now actually has trickled into the world of YouTube,
right,
that, you know, people think it's going to be a quick way to get rich. What are your thoughts on that, and what would you tell people who are looking to get into it, hoping to get rich and quick?
There is no such thing as a quick get rich scheme. And any industry it'll tell you that, you know. Yeah, writing, it looks like fun and it looks easy. And it can be fun. Is it easy? No. Is it a quick, rich scheme? No. I mean, it took me years to get where I am now. And, you know, I'm still learning the craft. And you're always going to learn. But that goes no matter what career path you choose. You know, writing, especially online writing, it's changing. It's constantly changing. I don't know how many Google pandas there were, but yeah, and it changes the game, and there's gonna be a lot of things that change, but it's, you know, and like I said, if you love it and you're good at it, you will find a way to succeed. But if you're just looking to get quick money, look elsewhere, because it's not freelance writing, I can guarantee you that much.
And what about the fact that, you know, I think a lot of people also, when they do it, they don't realize it's a business and the business. When you think a writer, you know, you think of the artsy, craftsy kind of person, of that element, more of the element of the art. But what would you say about maybe changing the perspective on being a freelance writer and what it really means, especially in terms of a business and being a business owner and entrepreneur?
Freelance writing is a business. You're going to have to pay taxes. It's a business. You know, again, you're going to have to market yourself. You're going to have to market yourself constantly. You know, you're going to have to continue to look for good writing jobs. Even if you're having like a really good year, you know, and you got a bunch of really lucrative paying jobs lined up, you know, you still kind of want to, you know, pad your, your resume, or I mean, you know, get your Rolodex kind of in motion and have stuff lined up, you know, in case you need to. And you're probably going to need to start a savings account. I can discuss that later. but yeah, you know, or just it's a business. That's all I can say. I mean, it may not sound like a business in essence, where, you know, you buy a property and you hire people and you do all that, but it is a business where, you know, you have to market, you have to create a strategy, you have to work. You're gonna have to work your butt off. And yeah, you may have a little more flexible time, but you're gonna spend a lot of time marketing. Once you're successful, you're gonna have a lot of time writing. It's definitely a business. You're gonna be paying a lot of taxes. Because you're not, you know, when you're freelancing, you're not just paying. You're not just paying, you know, your income tax. You know, you're paying Social Security. If you don't have healthcare, you're going to pay that. Just a whole bunch of stuff. And it's going to be costly. That's why you're going to have to budget well for it. But it's definitely a business.
And where would you advise people to look for writing jobs? I mean, like we mentioned earlier, Craigslist seems to... You can still find it occasionally, but they seem to be dried up. I mean, what sites would you recommend for people who want to get started, where to search?
Well, you can occasionally find freelancing jobs on sites like Rat Race Rebellion, but you're going to need to look at like specialty freelance writing websites, or maybe some boards. Indeed.com is a great source for freelance writing jobs. Just to give you a heads up, you have to kind of sift through the jobs because a lot of the jobs are still local based, you know, but you could still find a lot. Like, Indeed is to me the new Craigslist. It's probably the best place. A lot of the like freelance writers, freelance writing gigs, a lot of their jobs come are sourced from Indeed. So Indeed, I believe, is where it's at. Join some Facebook groups. Facebook groups is another good place to kind of get your feet wet, look for potential jobs, and most importantly, network, because like I said, networking, I think, is probably going to be at least when you start, it's probably going to be the best way to get your feet in the door.
And what would you say about marketing? Like, let's say somebody is doing this. Maybe they're working for a content mill. Maybe they're doing some low pay work. Maybe even doing free work or pro bono work, mm-hmm. as a lot of times is marketed. What would you tell them and advise them to do to market themselves? Like, I mean, what would be a good starting point for a marketing strategy?
Okay, you're going to need to first define your specialty, you know, research it, look into it, and then you're going to have to determine what you want to do, and then you're going to have to determine if it's going to make you a lucrative amount of money. Like I said, you know, anything in business and finance, even like from what I hear, the medical industry, a lot of times those jobs, they'll want you to like, I don't know, have like a nursing degree or something. So if you're a nurse, that may be something that you're into, but the fact is, you're just going to have to define what it is you're good and if it's going to pay well. And then from there, you probably are going to need to start, you know, if you haven't already got some samples, you're going to need to find a way to break into those industries and, you know, kind of get some samples out there. If you want to start a blog, you're going to have to start a website. So why not link your blog to it, you know? Like I said, you're a business. You should have a website. It took me a long time before I finally got my website up, but I did. And obviously, you're going to have to probably, you know, keep it up and link a blog if you don't already have a blog attached to it. WordPress, you'll probably already have a blog with it. You know, try to update it at least once a week. Don't let it go static because the SEO, you know, prioritizes frequently updated web pages. So don't let it go static. Update it, you know. Make sure that your site looks fresh and up to date. Have a link on it to your... Get a LinkedIn account. Get a LinkedIn account. Link it to your Twitter. Link it to your Facebook pages. Get active on social media. And you know, focus on your specialty. People will recognize it and they'll reach out to you.
And with that being said, I think we're almost done with this first episode, which I will say we will have you again for a future episode because I have more stuff to discuss. But with that being said, what would be some of your, I guess, famous last words? And then also tell the listeners how they can contact you or reach out to you and maybe give a shout out to your social media accounts. So if they want to follow you and see what you're up to as a writer, they can do that.
Okay. You know, if you love writing and if you've been in it and you were thinking about giving up, but you love it and you can't see yourself doing anything else, don't give up. Okay. If you're thinking about writing and you're seriously thinking about it, but you're having second thoughts, keep your day job, but don't give up. You know, writing is not for the faint of heart. It's not, you know, for everyone. But for those of us who absolutely love to write and we love to share the word, this is for you. This you do it. Definitely, you can check out my, it's tangerineb2bmedia.com. And from there, I have a contact me and hire me page. I'm a content marketing and social media specialist. And you're going to be hearing some really great things from me. I got a Twitter. My Twitter handle is at AnnaLPWrites. So follow me from there too. And, you know, sometimes I'm more on Twitter than I am, but I do keep my Twitter page and I'm going to continue to use it. So follow me on my website, follow me on Twitter, and you'll probably see me elsewhere. And I'm going to continue marketing and social media and help businesses do what they do best, and that is market their products and services to other businesses, because that's where you know, I love to write.
Okay, well, thank you, and we will have you again on a future episode. Thank you. And for those who are my listeners and regular listeners, if you want to continue to show your support, you can go ahead and follow me, Sarah, at MVR00 on Twitter. You can also go ahead and, if you want to show your appreciation and enjoyment and want to continue to help promote the show, you do have an option to subscribe to the podcast. So whatever platform you listen on, you should see a link to do so. It would be very grateful for help and even help me get better equipment so I don't have to do pulling last minute on my phone to record.
We want to get her a Yeti. Microphone.
Yes. So go ahead and do that. That'd be great. Feel free to share, retweet, talk about this, and don't forget to let us know your feedback on what Anna's had to say, what, you know, I typically talk about on my podcast.
Reach out to me on Twitter. I'm willing to talk about freelancing and help other people because I love it so much.
Yes. So with that being said, I will catch you next time. Thank you all.